Welcome back, everybody. It is the Bring It After Show. Are you guys ready to get down tonight? Because I know I am. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Now you know why we're playing this song.
You guys know we are doubling up tonight. And of course, you know, in this episode, season four, episode four, they go to the Big Apple.
Woo woo. I think, how old is this song now? Like 7 years?
Yeah.
I think, because I think that was the last time I went to New York. And when I was there, they played this constantly.
Really?
Just you would just hear it on a loop everywhere you went.
Oh wow. I mean, it's like the anthem. It's like the anthem. Everybody loves it. Hello, 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 everybody. We are back for a Bring It After Show. We missed you.
Hey, hey, did you miss us?
I know you did. Leave it in the comments below. Hello, everybody. I am Howard III. You can find me on... Oh.
Did you notice... I'm sorry. I'm all over the place tonight. Did you notice that one of the drag queens from the episode, what was it, episode 3, commented and was like, I was one of them in that episode. That was so cool.
Shout outs to you commenting on my Facebook page. No, sorry, our YouTube page.
That was great.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, but once again, I'm Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. Miss Tamara, let them know where they can find you.
Poor Howard's going to have to rein me in tonight because I'm just going to start talking about what I had for lunch all of a sudden. I'm Tamara. You can find me on Instagram at Tamara_blue. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Woo!
Valentine birthday.
Love birthday.
It's a very common birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, I run into people all the time that share it.
Oh, wow. Mm.
But I suppose, I don't know, everybody always runs into... I find people all the time that have your same birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no, this is my day. Only me.
That's right.
But it's never like that. So we are going to be talking about episode 4 tonight and episode 5, which is Tori. Is it pronounced Tori or Tori? Mm-hmm.
I think it's Tori. Yeah.
Tori takes over.
Mr. Tori.
But let's get into this one. Bringing it in the Big Apple. The girls go to New York City.
Heard of it.
Yes. Love New York. You said you've been, right? Mm-hmm. To New York.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like?
It's dark and cold and crowded. It's dark because it's just so many buildings. I feel like you hardly ever see the sun.
Oh wow.
When I was a kid, I wanted to live in New York City. Like as soon as I'm out of the house, I'm moving to New York. And that was like my dream. And then when I became an adult, like now when I visit New York, I'm kind of just like, it's cold and dark and I don't really like it. I'm a California girl.
Same here. did I go? Yes, I was. I think I went once. I was in New York, but it was like really brief.
Mm-hmm.
I was only there. I didn't really get to see like the town either. Like maybe 3 days.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a good experience. And I've never been. I've only been like once.
Yeah, we're both due for a trip.
We are. We'll go on there. So let's get into it. We open up with the girls. Just 12 girls this time. Not everybody, you know. Coach D. We go into the studio and they say, hey, girls, look at Tina, you know, the DDP president, and she's dressed as the Statue of Liberty. Yes. Statue of Liberty. So she comes in and she says, hey, we're going to New York. Of course, everybody freaks out because, you know, a little trip, a little time out of the studio, which is always great.
Mm-hmm.
The girls love that.
Oh my gosh. When I was a teenager, I would have lost my mind. Mm-hmm. Can you believe how excited they must have been?
I know. Especially with the girls. I don't know if they traveled a lot, but you know, like, anytime you get to travel is great. So especially to New York, they're probably just on cloud nine.
Yeah, because I think the 12 girls were all the same as the ones that are on the summer tour.
Oh.
So they're used to traveling, but I don't know how. I think on the tour they mainly, you know, stayed in regionally.
I think so too. Yeah. Oh, well that's so great then.
But still, amazing opportunity.
Mm-hmm. New York. Yes. So the girls get up there, but it's not all fun and games. They are actually going up there to learn other choreography style types. They get to learn from other choreographers, and mm-hmm. then they also have a competition there where they meet the, is it Strut and...
Strut and Strive.
Strut and Strive.
Yeah.
They meet New York's own Strut and Strive.
From Brooklyn. Hailing from Brooklyn, Strut and Strive. Yes. That's a good name.
Mm-hmm. I like it. So we see the girls first get to New York, and they are at the Broadway Dance Center.
Yes. I've been there.
Nice. Really?
Yeah. Aww. It's super intimidating because I went when I was in college, I would take, you know, dance classes in college. And so me and my roommate went to Broadway Dance Center, and I think she... took a class at Broadway Dance Center, but I was planning to, and I checked out the classes, and I think I was a little too intimidated. I don't think I pulled the trigger on it and actually took a class there, because it is very intimidating. It is a big time.
Wow.
But good for these girls for holding their own.
Yeah. They weren't scared. Yeah. I will say that every time they get into, like, any studio or any time they have to dance, like, they do bring it.
Mm-hmm.
They're never really scared. So that's always great.
Yeah.
But so they get to Broadway Dance Studio, and they left to learn, you know, from other choreographers here, beginner's class, jazz class, a little bit of everything here.
Yeah.
They meet a lady named Diane King, who is the executive director of Broadway Dance Studio, and she has a great big surprise for them that they get to basically win a scholarship. Mm-hmm. Only one girl. But it's a great opportunity.
That's amazing. A summer workshop intensive.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. I was like, wow. You know, Coach D really does bring, like, opportunities to the girls.
Yeah.
That's one thing I do love about the show. When she brings opportunities, like, girls, I'm doing the best I can for you. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to try to open up the door. If you really want to dance, you know, take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always great. So... they again, so they offer to do a scholarship, come back and train next summer, you know, 10 weeks later. And then they meet another choreographer.
Tanisha Scott.
Tanisha Scott, who's actually...
choreographed
her.
My timing is all off tonight. I'm just going to cut you off at second syllable. Ask me what makes me a great host. Timing! Okay.
But they meet Tanisha Scott, who's, you know, choreographed to the stars. Alicia Keys, Rihanna, Beyonce.
Yes.
Sounds great.
Who watched the Grammys this weekend, guys? Mm. Did you guys watch them? That Beyonce performance.
Yeah, I loved it.
To be with a choreographer who has worked with that caliber of people, that's mm-hmm. so amazing.
Yeah. I know the girls were probably freaking out.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was a great performance.
So fun to watch, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I like to see the girls... I felt like this episode we really saw them... Even though the next episode really focuses on, like, lyrical and ballet and stuff like that, but this one, I don't know. I feel like we saw more of different styles of dance from them, and I'm really enjoying yes. seeing that from the girls. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I love how it's just, like, expanding their horizons, because there's more than just bucking and, you know, hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so much other types of styles. So I love that they're learning that.
Yeah. Definitely. But I think it's super cool too that if whichever girl gets the scholarship to do the workshop, I feel like it's good for Broadway Dance Center too, because I feel like to teach that world of dance majorette style, or just sort of introduce that into their vocabulary, like, I feel like it's a style of dance that should get more recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's good for Broadway dance also.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Maybe Broadway dance will actually open up, like, a little section, like a class. Like,
that'd be fun.
That would be nice. Yeah. A little bucking class
or something. A little bucking class, yeah. Bucking 101.
Mm-hmm. So then the girls, and I'm from the choreographer. Her name is Charlene. And she's worked with other stars too, like Beyonce and Rihanna and some of the top stars out there. And she teaches them a quick little, like, 8 count, 16 count, and the girls really have to pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great lesson, because, you know, in auditions, it's gonna be like that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fast.
Yeah.
I thought she was great.
That was you could see the fear on their faces. They looked it looked like it was really difficult. And, Yeah, that was really cool. And then they also, so at while they were taking the, they took the choreography lesson, and then they also did the Central Park. Had to go out in Central Park and do the, like, crowd, you know, gathering a crowd. Have you ever done anything like that? Like, performed in public?
No, not like that on the street.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Seems like fun, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it.
I feel like I would be too afraid that somebody would just be like, shut up, go home. Like, you'd get heckled, you know? Yes. I feel like that's what my fear wouldn't be the performance. Like, I love performing, but my fear would be, like, the crazy person shows up and starts some drama, you know?
I know.
Has to be a hater, so. Because haters gonna hate. As you folks know on YouTube. Not on us, but on other people.
And have you seen that video of when Brandy was in, there's an R&B singer named Brandy. She was in a subway in New York, and she was singing, and nobody was paying her attention.
Really?
Yeah, and Brandy is...
is it like a new video, or is it from a long time ago?
No, I think it was from a while ago.
Wow.
And she's like pretty... She, you know, is a star.
I mean, she's been famous for the past 20 years, so yeah. Like... That's maybe it was like was there like kind of a like a dark period where she kind of dipped out of the spotlight for a little bit and so maybe I guess so. People just
and she wasn't like glammed up, but you could still tell it was Brandy, especially if you know her voice, like she's got one of those unique voices.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, poor Brandy.
That's crazy. I haven't seen that. I'll have to look that up.
You know, just reminded me of that when they were performing in the street, like
yeah.
But I thought when they performed in the street, they split up into two teams. They met another lady by the name of Luna. Was it Luna or
Luum. Luum. Yeah.
They met Luum. And she tells the girls that they have to do a hustler's challenge, which is where they come in to dance in the streets of New York. So they split up into two teams, Head Dolls versus Extraordinary Underdogs. They really did great. Head Dolls were the ones who kind of just started off with all this energy.
Just fierce right off the bat, yeah.
Right off the bat. They were just giving you looks and hits and, yep.
Hair whips and everything.
And then the Underdogs, they did. I love that they did it with...
Point shoes. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Oh, but I love the red shoes that they all had. I want a pair of those.
Mm-hmm. I love that. We always talk about their outfits. I love that the outfits, they all, you know, wear the same thing, and it's always just fly. It's
super like, cute, yeah.
Yeah. So they're out there getting it in the street, pretty much. Here are the DDPs. They're out there hustling with them.
Screaming. Cheering them on, like making sure that the other people get into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially Mimi. Shout out to you, Mimi. You were out there just... She was out there hitting
bringing
them
that
streets.
Dirty South cheering section.
So then we see that after they're done, you know, hustling in the streets, it goes to the Head Dolls, where they end up winning the Hustlers Challenge. And, you know, do you think they should have won?
I think it was close. I think I was rooting for the underdogs, but yeah. If they were maybe a little bit more technically accurate, then fair enough. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I thought the Head Dolls did great. Mm-hmm. I thought they were more clean and more like the energy.
Yeah, a little bit higher better. Energy.
Yeah. But you know, the underdogs did great. I love the little pointing shoes. So then we see that the moms who went out there. They said, hey, we want to have a little fun. Mm-hmm. And Selena says, oh, I got the perfect spot for you.
Of course she does.
Mm-mm-mm. And she read it in a brochure.
Have you ever been to one of those ice bars?
No, not at all.
I've been to one in Las Vegas. They have...
Oh, I've always walked by it.
Yeah, there's one at Mandalay Bay, and I forget where the other one is, but I went to the other one that wasn't in Mandalay Bay. And it's kind of expensive because you have to rent the coat and stuff and the gloves and everything like that. So it's something, I forget how much it is to get in. It's like at least $40 just to get in. Just because you have to get the parkas and everything like that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you don't have to, but I think you definitely want to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and like the glasses. I remember I think we stayed for like a half hour tops because it was just too cold.
Oh, yeah. It looked like it because everybody was freezing in that ice bar. Mm-hmm. I was like, Selena, why take him to an ice bar? Like,
especially when you're in New York, when it's just, you could just be outside.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, of all places, an ice bar, no like happy hour, no chips and salsa. Like, yeah. What are we doing?
Exactly. See, this is California talking. Where's the chips and salsa?
Like, get it together, Selena. But it looked like they had fun in there.
Yeah.
Except for Mimi and Brittany. Brittany was like, I'm ready to go. And then we see that during the competition, Brittany didn't even show up.
Like, did she not?
No.
Oh.
For that one, she didn't come because she had a cold.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, she got a little sick in the ice bar.
Yeah.
That's right. A little sniffle. Yeah.
Like, what?
I forgot about that part. Yeah. I wrote Bucking Big Apple Buck Down in Queens. That's the name of the competition.
Big Apple Buck Down. It was a good one. We move over to the competition and Strut and Strive. They're ready. They came out strutting and striving. Like,
yeah. See, now I thought of you when I was watching it because the judges, you wish that there were different judges. Yes. And so now we finally had different judges.
Finally.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I mean, we had just all judges, and especially from New York. So it was like a fresh pair of eyes. You know, New Yorkers they have this thing where they might be a little bit tougher, you know, so mm-hmm. they might be a little bit harder to please. So when I saw that, I said, oh, this is going to be a challenge, definitely.
Yeah.
So they get in there and they're ready to battle. First up is the choreographer's challenge, and they see it with, what was her name, Tasha?
I think it was it Tanisha did that part?
Yes,
Tanisha. Scott?
Mm-hmm. Tanisha is the one who's up there teaching the choreographer's challenge, taking the choreography, and she's up there just getting it, like, eight count after eight count.
Yeah, really super fast, and, it's super fast choreo, and did Sky kind of, was it at in the park that she kind of froze, or was it in the classroom still?
Oh yeah, in the classroom. Yeah, we missed that. In studio, they did another choreographer's challenge. Well, not really a challenge, but just they had a choreographer mm-hmm. teaching them choreography. So Sky just blanked out.
Yeah. By the way, what do you think about how Sky was one of the in the group, but not Star?
I know. Well, I mean, we saw that coming.
Yeah.
Because Sky is the one who's a little bit more dedicated. Star is still trying to find her dancing rhythm here. Mm-hmm. And Sky is like, I'm here to take it, you know, take this to the next level. I want to be on Stan's Battle.
Yeah. Doing so good with the choreography challenges mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Yeah. She's finding her place for herself on the team. Come on, Star.
What did you think about Sky being there?
I think it's great because I love it when twins are treated as individuals instead of a package deal. Mm-hmm. So good for her. Go Sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was happy. And I was happy to see all, you know, the 12 girls who were there, you know, our favorites. And I do kind of wish I would have saw the two new girls, Brandon's nieces, mm-hmm. Angela and Angel.
Yeah, he wasn't in this episode at all.
I know. But, you know, it makes more sense. The other girls have seniority. But yeah. Still, I kind of wish I would have saw the twins. But so we get back to the competition, and first up is the call out round, where each team has to pick somebody. There's five rounds. They have to pick one person, have 60 seconds to dance, mm-hmm. and that's the battle.
That's really fun. I would love to do that.
That's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Because, like, who do you pick?
Yeah. And what's the technique? Like, do you call out the baddest person that you want the challenge, like, do you want the biggest challenge, or are you calling out the person that you think is the weakest? Like, I wonder what your strategy is when you're doing that kind of thing.
I think you would try to think who's the weakest.
Yeah, what I would think.
Mm-hmm.
But the first, but, you know, they call out, well, yeah, the first one, but, like, when they call out, like, Michaela and Micaiah, it's like, you know that those aren't, You know those aren't weak link girls, so, like,
right. But they probably didn't.
Yeah, they
stunned shy.
Who knows?
Probably just like, whoever looks like.
Yeah. Well, because Faith was the first one to be called out, and I guess she probably does look like she's, like, you would think that she's like, you know, a little miss just sitting in the back, just, you know, timid.
But nope, they came out there and she won her round. She came out
swinging.
Yeah, she was giving you just looks and mixing everything and mixing up jazz and lyrical and just doing it.
Just going for it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go like ahead, she babe. Do. And then it was...
her name's Tanisha also, like the choreographer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Tanisha. She came up next. And then...
And then Michaela.
Oh, yeah. And she won the third round.
Michaela won. But I think it was cool how Miss D was putting in the new, like, the girls don't usually battle. Oh, she was giving, yeah. She gave Tanisha a chance. And then after Michaela gave Sky a chance just because, you know, she's like, it's not a guarantee, but they need the practice mm-hmm. and stuff. And so that was cool that they got the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was a great thing. Why, like, where else are you going to be able to kind of throw these girls out there and be like, okay, it doesn't matter if we win or lose, like, just learn.
Mm-hmm.
She can't really do that doing, like, actual competition season. So, yeah. You know, I was like, okay, all right. I was happy to see them.
Yeah. And then after Sky was Micaiah.
Mm.
So she won. So Tanisha and Sky both lost theirs, and Micaiah won hers. And I think it was when Micaiah would miss. She went up against the little girl.
Oh, yes.
And Miss D was just like, give her hell, even though she's. I think it was when Micaiah went when she did that.
Miss D was saying the truth, because you never know, especially with the little ones. Miss D was like, just because she's little doesn't mean you don't give her, you know, you don't let up on her, which is true. Because those little ones be packing a big punch. They're fierce,
yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so then we go to the winners. Now, was it for the choreographer's challenge? Was it?
Cameron won.
Yeah.
Yes. I was actually kind of surprised. Because mm-hmm. she doesn't usually win the choreographer's challenge. Mm. So, yeah. Good for Cameron. We all know she's a winner.
Go ahead, Cameron. I feel like Cameron's going to go really far.
Mm-hmm.
I want one of the girls to be like a Maddie from Dance Moms. Mm-hmm. Like, just go just take on. Off. Yeah. And just be, you know, because they're equally talented. Like, both girls they're talented in their own right, you know?
Well, that's kind of what I mean about how I hope majorette style of dancing gets more popular, because mm-hmm. I think... That's kind of why. It's because the type of dancing that Maddie is best at, which is lyrical.
That's true.
That's very common. Like, you see it a lot. So I guess there's just more of a market for it. But with you know, and not that Cameron can't do that, but, like, her expertise is the style of dance that we don't see around a lot. So, like, I think that was maybe one of the reasons. But, like, I agree with you. I think one of these girls should take off. That'd be awesome.
I think so, too. It really would. This was a really good episode.
Yeah.
I liked them out of their comfort zone.
I did, too. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed this episode.
And then did we say who won the...
The call-out was the Dolls did.
Oh.
Yes. Red Dolls. Against Strut and Strive. But that team was fun. I liked them a lot. I liked the little girl with the attitude. She had the best face. She just stare down.
Yes. So now let's move on to episode 5.
Let's do it. Tori. Let's get it. Let's go.
Tori takes over.
Mr. Tori. Mm, oh my goodness. Attitude. Mm-hmm. Bring the fire.
Tori, who is an assistant coach at the Birmingham location,
mm-hmm.
Decided to come in. You know, Coach D brought him in to help out the girls here on their lyrical dancing. Now, we open up with actually Coach D and her son, Kobe. And his reading project.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Kobe, good That's to see so cute you.
To see, like, the personal side to Miss D, a little yes. bit of home. That was great. So cute.
Yeah. I was like, you know what, Coach D, you need to do this more. Because she said she doesn't have a lot of time to spend with her son because she's always at the studio. Well, take a load off.
Yeah.
That's what you have the assistant coaches for.
Yeah.
So we open up with her and Kobe getting ready for his reading project. Then we see that Kayla and Tina doing their, you know, their daily walks. And Kayla starts talking about maybe opening up her own studio.
Yeah.
She's talked about it before.
Yeah. And says she's just on the side, like not leaving the dollhouse, but just wanting to teach hip hop, because Kayla's specialty is hip hop. Mm-hmm. So just teach some hip hop classes on the side.
Yeah.
That'd be great for her.
I thought that was a great idea.
I think that's a great idea because of the fact that, like, I feel like, you know, Tina thought that Tori, it was a little unfair that Tori was getting more of the responsibility. But I think it was fair that Mr. Tori did because of the fact that he has this whole career and life experience outside of the dollhouse. Mm-hmm. Kayla will eventually. She's just not there yet. She doesn't have that yet. Mm-hmm. So when she, you know, makes a little bit more of a career of her own, she will get the respect, I think, that Miss D gives to Mr. Tori. And this is a great way to do it. This is the first step in, like, making her own, like, career as an adult dancer and instructor and choreographer and everything. Mm-hmm. So good for you, Kayla.
Yeah.
Get out there.
I was happy for her. Even her talking about it, she's like, I just want to see what it would be like.
Yeah.
So kudos to you. Then we learn at practice that the girls will compete in a 5-way freestyle challenge, and they have to win two of the challenges, to make it to stand battles. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a little difficult for them. You know, you out of five, you got to win two to make it, and I think you're going against three other teams.
Yeah. And I like I said, I this episode was really great too because I love seeing, like, challenging the girls with different styles of dance again. I'm glad that both of these episodes we got to see that. Let's see more of that, producers. Mm-hmm. Keep putting that in there. But yeah, that fishbowl five-way category thing is not knowing what style of dance you're going to get. That's nerve-wracking. Like, that. To me, is more fun than watching a stand battle.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I have to agree, because you don't know what's going to come next. I mean, with stand battles, you don't know either, but this one, you're switching it up.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. So, the girls get the opportunity. Oh, and this opportunity, they get to dance for a scholarship also.
Was it? Yeah. Because it was Canton, Mississippi. I don't know what the name of the competition was.
I don't remember either. But they also get an opportunity to dance for a scholarship, so that's always great.
Nice.
And then they also get told about Tori. This is where the girls first meet him. They have no clue. They just know he's from the Birmingham dance studio.
Misty's studio. The Dollhouse in Birmingham.
Dollhouse dance studio in Birmingham. And next thing you know, Tori's coming in, just taking orders, just knocking everybody out the water. I mean, mm-hmm. he specializes in lyrical jazz, so it would be great to put him in. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was a good idea to bring this guy in?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think the girls need more of that. And he, his way of just kind of being mean a little bit. Mm-hmm. That's way harsher than, you know, we've had discussions a lot about, is it okay the way Miss D screams at the girls and stuff like that? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like Miss D, you know, her screaming, that's, I don't know, it's nothing bad, but like, this, but Mr. Tori got a little mean. I mean, like, that's different, but I still think that's, you know, it's a good way to be when you're trying to craft a dancer. You gotta let them know where their weak spots are so they can improve on it.
Exactly. But it was still, it was like, man, like, you don't really still know these girls. Yeah. Like, you don't know how they operate. You're just going in there barking orders. You know, you're not sure how this one moves, how that one moves, how this one learns.
What whose strengths are, who's, yeah.
Yeah. Like, so I'm like, you should just kind of sit back, watch, and then start coaching and start criticizing and doing all of that, you know? Yeah.
He also liked to, and this was cool to see, like, I liked how he liked to demonstrate, but he might have also liked to show off a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm. Maybe just a little.
But since he's new, I did like seeing him dance.
Yeah. I like seeing new faces, so. Yeah. And he is talented. But somebody who was not happy about it was Tina. Because mm-hmm. he did come in and started coaching and kind of just pushing Kayla to the side.
Yeah.
And Kayla is also an assistant coach.
I love when Tina said, Tina quote, she goes, he comes in here like he pays the rent.
You don't pay no bills. So, I mean, I was like, okay, Kayla should be doing a little bit more, but Kayla's not specialized in lyrical. Mm-hmm.
Let's remember, she's only 19.
That's true.
Rome wasn't built in a day, Tina. Mm-hmm. She's going to get there.
Mm-hmm. But Tina, still, she wasn't having it. We do move on to Tori taking over in the practices. I already said that Kayla was supposed to be a assistant.
Oh, by the way, the part, what did you think about this when they, when Kayla's met with the real estate agent and she says that that studio space is $12.50 a month?
Oh my gosh.
Woo! For Los Angeles rents, I was just like, that's it? I'm gonna buy that studio. Move over, Kayla. Like,
I know.
Oh my goodness, that's cheap for Kayla. For what we're used to. Oh, good Lord. I was like, $12.50? That's it? I mean, granted, she's 19, so that's going to be tough to scrape together. But even... Mm-hmm. Woo, I was like, go for it.
Yeah.
If you don't, that's my studio.
I mean, it's not... It was... To us, it's not that much. I mean, it's a lot. Well, it's not that much. But, you know, to them, especially a 19-year-old, that's... That's too much. But I love how Coach D even came to the studio with Kayla and was like, you need to budget. Like, this is not something you just pick up and say, okay, let's go. You have to budget. Are the girls going to come? Are the people going to come and learn from you?
Exactly.
What if, you know?
Yeah. So you know what that reminded me of? Did you ever see that episode of The Cosby Show where Theo talks about he wants to live in the real world? And so then the whole family turns the house into the real world and makes Theo pay rent. And each of the people in the family plays a different character. Have you seen that episode?
No, I don't think so.
That is a classic episode of The Cosby Show. But it reminded me of that because the whole thing where, because she's saying like, okay, you know, how much for your utilities? Mm. Okay, give me that. Because that's exactly what happened in that episode of he's saying, okay, Theo, you got paid this much, because he says he wants to be like a bus driver. And he's all right, how much are you going to spend on food? And he did the exact same thing, like taking the fake money from him. And he's going, what? It's going... It was just very much a parallel. Classic episode.
I know. Cause, I mean, that's true. You really do have to budget with everything you're trying to, you know, a new business, an apartment, mm-hmm. like bills. Like, you have to budget.
When you're 19 and you just get out in the real world for the first time and you're like, what the hell? That's how much you're going to take out of my paycheck for taxes? That's
exactly.
Not fair. And, yeah.
So I'm glad Coach D was like, I can teach you, but... You need to learn how to budget. You mm-hmm. need to, just in case, if you have nobody who comes to your class, you got to market, you have to do this, you have to do that. So I love that about her.
Yeah.
I also love that back in practices that Coach D threw in an elbow cartwheel, which was, you know, we've seen the girls do it before, but it was a ripple effect.
Yeah.
So that was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And having Cameron walk down the middle and Buck, that was it.
It looked great.
Mm-hmm. And then I love how the... she lines up the girls to test for the top five. Mm-hmm. And she pretty much goes with her heavy hitters. Mm-hmm. Did you think she was going to do that? I mean, why even have the girls really?
Well, she did have Deja.
Oh, yeah, she did.
So who's new? And I'm really liking her.
Yeah.
She's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
She's also super pretty. She's got a very, like, striking face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like Deja a lot. And, yeah, and so it was like Faith, Micaiah, Cameron, Michaela, and Deja. Yeah. So, but it was cool to see Deja.
It was. It was. I guess a little new, new person up in there. The girls are only used to hip hop, not lyrical. So I don't understand how they got to do this. I think Faith is the only one who's kind of like well balanced, where she's done lyrical and jazz and she's not good in hip hop.
She's not strong in hip hop. And because mm-hmm. she said that a few times, I thought for sure she was going to draw lyrical or ballet or something.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, I feel like the show can be a little too rigged sometimes, you know?
Me too.
So I thought that she was definitely going to draw lyrical, but it was fun that she didn't.
Mm-hmm.
She first up and she draws hip hop.
I know. I mean, let's do that. Let's get into competition. I mean, Coach D gives them a very heavy talk in the beginning, like, hey, girls, this is it. Like, let's do this. You've got it. You need to focus. I mean, she always gives them a talk, but this one was heavy. And we also see Tori, the assistant coach, come over and try to talk to the parents, the DDPs. The shade was thrown.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know what that was. I was like,
I was kind of liking him up until that point. I was just like, that was unnecessary. You don't have to. You don't have to be like that.
Yeah. He was. He just straight up just. Oh, I'm trained in this type of ballet. Yeah. But you wouldn't know that, so I'm not going to explain it.
And ooh. I don't think whatever he said, whatever type it was, I hadn't heard of it either. Yeah. But to say like, well, you don't know what that is.
Well, yeah.
I couldn't believe that none of them. They just let it go. They just kind of like. Like, mm-hmm. I'm surprised nobody snapped back at him.
I think they were all probably just trying to breathe. Mm-hmm. Like, what did he just say?
Real, real rude.
It was, because he doesn't know what they, you know, what type of dance they would know. They couldn't know that. But just the way you said, you guys wouldn't know it, so I'm not going to explain it. Okay, well, you can head to the left, because I've had enough.
Keep walking.
Exactly. But we saw Mimi wasn't feeling it at all, because she gave him the finger and said, you could take this and go.
Oh, did she give him the finger? Yeah. I missed that part.
Yeah, Mimi was like, you could take this, how about that? And then she broke the fourth wall and said to the camera, she was like, you could tell him I said that. I was like, oh, okay.
That's why I love Mimi.
Mm-hmm. You tough one, Mimi. I'm mad at you. So first up we have is the freestyle dance. And they don't know if they're going to make it to the top two or not. Like, the freestyle dance is just where they pick it out of the fishbowl and just hope for the best, pretty much. Faith, like you said, picked out hip-hop. And that's not her strongest one. But she was mixing it. Mm-hmm. She was mixing lyrical and hip-hop.
Throwing in a few pirouettes. Yeah, saw that.
Mm-hmm. So that's always good.
And Miss D said, wow, she surprised me. She did good. So good for Faith. Mm-hmm. Getting to be a well-rounded dancer.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Faith. And then we see that...
Then I'm not sure if it was either Michaela or Micaiah. I'm not sure which one went second. But the acro was what was pulled second.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who went second either, but I know it's probably...
Faith won the hip hop, and then for the acro, whichever it was, Michaela or Micaiah, it was the Virtuous Divine won that one.
Yes, Virtuous Divine.
Oh yeah, we didn't mention the other teams were Explosive Dance, which from Dallas, we've seen them before. Sharkeetha is their coach. Virtuous Divine from Greenwood, Mississippi, and A Girl Dance Team. What a weird name.
Yeah, very weird. A Girl.
A Girl. We don't know where they're from. But so that's who the competition is. So then the third round of the fishbowl call-outs, that was Lyric. Mm-hmm. And that was Cameron.
Go Cameron.
Yeah, she did great. Also very well-rounded, right?
Right.
We always can trust
that. Yeah, Cameron is. Definitely. And then what was it? Was the Virtuous Divine?
Explosive won that round.
Oh yeah.
So it was 1-1-1. And then the fourth one was Micaiah, Majorette Style, and then Virtuous Divine won that one. So then they had two.
Alright.
And all the other ones were one. And then Deja went last and she also got Majorette Style. And then the Dolls won that one. So the Dolls and Virtuous Divine were tied after the call-out round.
So that means they go to the stands. Mm-hmm. And then the stands, of course, they bring it. The Dolls always bring it in the stands. They throw the elbow cartwheel stand.
Yeah, that ripple, that looks great.
That looks really great. I love that it was just that many girls. I think that's perfect. Yeah. Like, literally, like, 12, like, the same girls they took to New York. Like, 12 girls is great. So, then we get on to trophies, and of course, the Dolls take first place in stands, and then they take first place in freestyle.
Yeah, what'd you think?
They were a little sloppy, you know, because they focused so much on freestyle that stands, it was a little sloppy. Mm-hmm. I do agree with the parents, they kind of just gave them... The first place trophy.
I think this is the first time I'm kind of like agreeing with you. Maybe we need to see new judges. Because, you know, the Dolls did great. They're always amazing. But I was like, I don't know if they won. I don't know if I would have voted for them for winning the the five-way freestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. And even them, even the parent, the DDPs, and some of the Dolls were like, you know, we kind of just... We just barely made that.
We didn't phone it in, but...
We just barely made that. But yeah, did you have any other like predictions you want to get into?
I don't think I, no. No, I would like to see Mr. Tory back, though. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's going to get even... Are we going to see even more attitude from him?
Definitely.
That mean spirit come out again. You know, because whenever when we've seen other, like, male instructors with other teams that they compete against a lot, like, there's always, like, shade, but I feel like it's fun. It's just, like, teasing and stuff. But there's just... Mr. Toro was just a little bit biting. Like, it was just a little bit more like, ooh, you're serious.
Yeah.
You're not playing.
Definitely. I would like to see him back again because he's a good TV. Mm-hmm. I would like to see Kayla even open up this studio. Maybe not as big, but like a small little like room. Like, not a room, but just something tiny. Mm-hmm. A small little storefront
studio.
Studio. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, just because of the way I just said that, and I heard that sounded coming out of my mouth. When Mr. Tory talks, he sounds like he's falling asleep. Like, he sounds like he's falling asleep halfway through the sentence. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah. He talks so slow.
Well, I mean, that was a good episode. Always good.
Enjoyed it.
Any last words, Tamara?
I don't think so. What about you? Do you have predictions? Anything?
No predictions, no. Just keep kicking butt and taking names.
Yeah, keep on at it.
Oh, I will want to say, guys, that you since you guys are tuning into us, you can also tune into some of our other shows we have here at AfterBuzz. We have some great other ones. I know I'm on Being Mary Jane. That's on Wednesdays. Tamara, are you on any other show?
Martha and Snoop. And maybe a few other ones starting up, but basically any television show you can think of, you can find the AfterBuzz panel for it.
Yes, I mean, and I know Are You the One is a good little after show. So you guys hang out with us, hang out with AfterBuzz family. You know, get into it. If you're new, hello. If you're returning, hello. And Tamara, where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram at Tamara_Blue.
And you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com. And use the hashtag ABTV. Bring it for us to see your tweets and leave us comments below.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.